Today
it's here. It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show. Thank you so much for being here today. And, you know, I get a little upset, but it's okay. This is my challenge. This is what I have brought onto myself to do with you. I watch all kinds of horrific videos and see things that I never wanted to see in my lifetime. But it is okay. And it's something that we should do because it's called this thing. I know it's getting away from some people, especially with all the entertainment that is coming up around us. But it's called reality. And it's something that we all have to strive to work towards, is understanding reality and not what they push on us. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you head on over to our webpage this morning, you can check out our poll question brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock. Love that word, in stock, at Nissan Carson City. Yeah, I've been shopping for a lot of things. You don't see that in stock very often. So today's poll question, just kind of a little play on the Baldwin situation now that the victim, the woman who was killed, has ties to the Clintons and the lawyers and the cases going on. So it's not, was she silenced or anything like that? It's, do you believe the Clintons are behind criminal activity? Could be any kind of criminal activity. Now, I know that it's a small world, but I want you to think about how many people in your life have committed suicide. I know that's a horrible thought, but just think about it for a moment. Somebody close to you that you know. I know one person. Beautiful woman, and I hate that she did that. Now, think about the Clintons and how many people have committed suicide that they know. It's double digits. Doesn't that seem a little odd? Yeah, they're rich and powerful and know more people, but that's just not right. Do you believe the Clintons are behind criminal activity? So, yes, Friday's poll question. I always do that. Sorry about that. Friday's poll question: with the supply chain in chaos, are you ready for winter? Not Christmas, but winter. Did you put something off? 74% said, yep, we're ready. Bring it on, Mother Nature. We'll get through this. 26% said, no, not ready. Don't know if we're going to be. So let's go to a few of your comments that are coming down the pike. This is on various different things. I also found this very interesting. Remember, there are certain websites I cannot link to on my webpage because I try to bring you everything that I talk about during the show for this 2 hours and pass the links on to you so you can go read the full story. You can listen to the full story. But Gateway Pundit is one of those ones that sometimes I have difficulty with. So that's just an organization you should follow anyway. Blaze Media, The Gateway Pundit, Daily Beast, Daily Mail. Concerned mother wants to air TV ad concerning Pfizer's dangerous vaccine. And this was all after her daughter is severely and permanently damaged. Now, when we say it's all about money and people will, you know, take money any way they can get it. Yeah, not Comcast. They refused to air the ad at the last minute. Because who do you think they make more money off of? Pfizer? Or the woman that wants to run this schedule? That's what they call it when you run a bunch of ads. Yeah. 13-year-old Maddie DeGary volunteered. She volunteered for the Pfizer vaccine clinical trials. Now, according to her parents, she volunteered to help, but did not expect that she would suffer significant Pfizer vaccine-related injuries. Yep. Just wanted to tell the story. Just wanted to show what was going on. Maddie's mother will be testifying at the FDA's VRBPAC meeting on Pfizer data that happens tomorrow. So hopefully we'll be able to follow that. You can submit public comments to the FDA for its meeting on the Pfizer data, because this is about children ages 5 to 11 taking this vaccine. So they want to put this vaccine in kids, which it's not a vaccine. It's a clot shot. In my opinion, it's a suicide shot. I know that angers a lot of my listeners, but I'm sorry. That is my belief. It may not be your belief, and you have the right. That is your right. But what is that saying when they don't want you to know the truth about what is happening with the shot? Why isn't this being tested on other sources? It was. And they didn't like the results. So we'll be following that. Another little quick comment here. The truth always comes out, like you always say. So I'm not fighting my firing. I'm looking forward to the lawsuits. In the meantime, starting my own business. I'm going to find a way to do my own thing, one way or another, to make a living and or work for a smaller company. That is the best email I've received in a long time. You don't rely on the government. You do your own thing. And just so you know, I have no problem talking about me and my situation, but I don't drag my husband into it a lot. I try not to. He's a very private man. He's, you know, he doesn't like to air things like I do. But I do have to tell you, we're in the same boat. Not me, but my husband is. He works for a large corporation. I work for a small local company, which I cherish that ability, because that means things are not forced upon me. I can still have my beliefs and hold to them. So we are looking at a way to further increase our business, my business, kind of in the entertainment production company field. We have to. We all have to. For all those mom and pops that sold out to corporate giants, start up those businesses again. You know how to do it. Bring small business back. Bring free businesses back where you can take care of employees and help people grow and not force government regulations, government mandates, things that are not laws upon your employees. We need you. We need the entrepreneurs out there. And they're afraid of that. We need manufacturing back in this country. And they're afraid of that. That's why they hated Trump so badly. Bringing American jobs back. What happens when that happens? They don't have control. They can try, but they lose control of the masses. And that is a beautiful thing. Going back to religious exemptions, Catholics pretend to be pro-life and march for it. The bishops say there are things Catholics should never do, namely vote for pro-abortion candidates, yet they are silent in October before elections that could actually make a difference. Then come January, they march again. Pastors, bishops, Knights of Columbus, all silent before elections. Past Grand Night. Yeah, that's true. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM. Talk and text 884-9910. Get back to a couple more of your texts that are coming through, including one from Commissioner John Ingalls. We'll have to get to that. Just love that guy. He sends me the best stuff.
This is not headline news. A German tourist in Italy found and returned Harrison Ford's credit card. Ford believes it fell out of his wallet when he was crash landing. Supply chain issues are causing an alcohol shortage. It's bad enough we're facing a turkey shortage, but a wild turkey shortage would make Thanksgiving completely intolerable. In sports, the Houston Astros will play the Atlanta Braves in the World Series. The Astros say they're looking forward to beating the Braves like a trash can. And today is National Greasy Foods Day, or as we know it around lunchtime here at the station, Monday. This is not headline news.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Want to thank John Ingalls, Commissioner Ingalls, for sending this out to me. I hadn't seen this yet. Wow. Couple more grow operations dismantled. See, this is what happens. We, of course, had the big one here in Douglas County a few months ago. I'd been watching that for a while, watching it get bigger and bigger. What did they, forgot how many plants they pulled out of there. It's tens of thousands, though. Approximately 20,000 marijuana plants taken down in Lincoln County. Nye County, they had approximately almost 7,900 plants. Street value of about $2,800,000. Yeah, see, this is what happens when you legalize things. Things don't necessarily become legal all the way around. Legalize marijuana, we'll get away from the criminal activity and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it doesn't work that way. Tried to tell you that, but it doesn't work that way. And now more and more people are finding out. And it will continue to happen. Just because you legalize something doesn't mean that the criminal element doesn't get pulled out of it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. God, I love you guys. So this was a meme that was sent to me earlier, and I just have to share it. Gonna jump on this early. Fauci did not kill himself. Yeah, I have a feeling that's gonna be coming in the future. Maybe not soon enough, though. This is interesting. Mark, thank you for sending me this. Just thought you would be interested in how stores are hiding the fact they have no inventory. All the shelves are lined with folding camping chairs. What a clown show. So this is a photograph off of Twitter. And it's interesting to see the responses, okay? The person who posted this says that we're at the edge of the precipice. The pretending is fine. It's fine aspect of the charade evokes deep terror. And so they're filming lines and lines and rows of camp chairs being set up on store shelves, opened up. And one of the people posted that this is what they do for the holiday season. They put up to hold the positions, to hold the shelving units open for, you know, the fake Christmas trees, the Christmas ornaments, all the crap that's coming from China to be put up on the shelves. Well, yeah, no, that's not always true. Sometimes they just leave the areas blocked off. And other companies just change it literally overnight from Halloween to Christmas and whatnot. You have to experience it for yourself. So here is my real world example. Yesterday, my husband was offsite working, and he asked if I wanted to go to or wanted him to go to Sam's Club to pick up a few things on the way home. I said, absolutely. So I had a list of, it was about 25 things. Fresh, frozen, prepackaged. He texts me, don't be mad at me when I get home. I'm like, okay, does that mean that he bought more chocolate that I don't want in the house because I've gained too much weight? No. He gets home and he had 10 things of the list that I gave him. 10 things. Frozen burritos weren't there. Chicken parmesan wasn't there. This. Not there. Things that are usually there, not the limited, you know, addition items, things that are regularly in stock. Our bacon that we buy. Love those triple packs. This isn't because of truck drivers. This is because of the shutdowns of plants, people walking off the jobs because of shot mandates, cargo ships, where now Biden thinks that he can just bring in the National Guard. Wow, he just doesn't get it, does he? And he's been in politics for how long? Yeah. This is not going to get better, folks, and I am sorry to say that. But stock up while you can, because we haven't even hit the top of inflation yet. You're going to see fewer items on the shelves, as I've been trying to tell you, and you're going to see prices going way up. All I ask is that you be ready for it. Because if you're prepared, then it doesn't affect you as much. It'll still affect you, but just not as much. So 884-9910, talk and text. It is difficult for me to say because it is such an asinine thing that we have to do now. 775-884-9910. Because we have idiots at the helm. 775-884-9910. Don't forget your local calls now. 775.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. So, do you think the Clintons, do you believe they're behind criminal activity? So far, 98% of those participating in our poll today say yes. Yes, they are. Friday's poll question, with the supply chain in chaos, are you ready for winter? 74% of those participating said, yeah, already. I got a lot of people that are very independent that listen to this program, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you so much. Speaking of that, so glad to be self-employed here in Reno. For over 20 years. However, when this crap catches up, well, we'll see how it will affect me. And yes, time to get a good diet going. The late Ava Gabor once said, it's not what you eat, darling. It's what you don't eat. Love Ava. Green Acres. There was a show for you. Love that. Another little quick text here. Yes, folding chairs for Christmas for all around. Let's do that. You know, we might have to. Going to be sitting and waiting in a lot of lines. How long, when this all of this garbage started, did we have to wait in lines to get into Sam's Club or Walmart or any of the grocery stores? Might want to pick up one of those folding camp chairs. Let's see. Oh, I hate that. Do I know anybody who has committed suicide? I'm a retired cop. Law enforcement has one of the highest suicide rates in the country. You bet I knew a few. And I think the only one that tops law enforcement is military veterans. The people who swear that oath to protect us, to protect and serve, because of what they see, what they go through. We have to protect our treasures, I tell you. So, just a quick reminder, since time is flying by, 4 p.m. today, I would say even earlier than that, you need to be at the Washoe County School District Administrative Building. And to respond to Vance this morning, no, this is not where the county commission meets. East 9th Street, 425 East 9th Street. This is the administrative building for the Washoe County School District. And of course, they want to meet there to try to censure Jeff Church today. Why? Well, for being transparent and asking honest questions that the public wants to know. But they meet at this building because it is old and it is tiny. Back when the day, you know, just a couple of years ago, that parents weren't showing up to say anything. I remember a a Republican asked me when I was speaking at a Nevada Patriot meeting years ago. I think it was about 3 years ago. Because I was encouraging parents to take their kids out of school, at least for a one-day protest. And she said, do you really think this is going to make a difference over going and speaking at a school board meeting? And she was serious. And I said, yes. Hell yes. And then fortunately, the other speakers that were around me said, yes, hell yes. Because the administrators, the people who have been elected, have not been listening to the parents, which is really sad because I look back over the people who have been on the school board who served one term and then they got off of it. And I was like, but you were fighting for the kids. You were doing what was right. Why are you getting off the school board? Because they were tired of fighting alone. You don't have to fight alone anymore. We stand together. We stand behind Jeff Church. We stand beside him. We stand in front of him to help with the slings and arrows. We stand together. 4 o'clock today. And I can't wait to see who's there. But more importantly, who's not there. Like other elected representatives, because they don't even stand up for each other. Just saying. Getting back to some of the things we've been talking about today, including the Alec Baldwin situation. Good morning, Monica. That school board trustee not checking her address. Yep, that was just stupid. Thank you. That was something else. I want to point out another arrogant liberal stupidity. I contend that the shooting was Alec Baldwin's fault. If you are handed a gun, you always check the loads, empty or not. My best friend could hand me a gun, empty or loaded, while we were shooting and tell me its state, and I would still check the loading myself. I am responsible for that discharge. If Alec Baldwin is too arrogant to admit about his lack of knowledge of firearms and safety, he should not be allowed to film with one. When they handed him that revolver and declared it cold, he should have opened the cylinder and looked. Period. He had the gun. He pulled the trigger. He launched the projectile. If it was you or me or Jerry or Joe Schmo, that's what the police and DA would tell us and prosecute us. I'm sure that he feels like someone else was at fault. It's what libs do when they can't live their own bad decisions. Blame it on someone else. Nothing progressive about these people. Former Oregonian Mike. Thank you, Mike. That was a well thought out statement. And it's true. Those are the first four tenets. When you learn firearm safety, when law-abiding citizens, you know, the ones they're trying to take the guns from, learn firearm safety, is that a gun is always loaded. You never point it at something you don't intend to kill. Always know what is behind your target. Well, in this case, an assistant director. I guess maybe his bodyguards should have taught him something. Hollywood's at fault for this one. When you've got members of the union walking off set because of safety violations, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a low-budget film or not. People's lives are still at stake. And now we find out that once again, those lives that have been silenced have ties to the Clintons. You know, it's just, it's not even shocking anymore. Not even shocking. Let's see, one more quick one here, and then something I don't normally do. I want to read you a Twitter thread, which is quite interesting when it comes to our supply chain. Monica, I had problems with the battery on one of my work trucks today. It is only 2 years old and under warranty. I went to Batteries Plus to inquire on the warranty. They said they can check it, and find out if it's faulty. Problem is that it is faulty. They do not have a replacement and will not have a replacement for several months. It is a basic Toyota Tundra. Crazy. Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. That's, yeah. Everything is going to be affected. Every little thing. Because that's what's happening, or that's what happens when you send all of your manufacturing to China. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text 775-884-9910. I had to stop and pause there for a minute. I almost gave you my own phone number. Start thinking it's like 775-85. Yeah.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know a lot of people don't particularly follow social media, especially Twitter, but sometimes some of us have to. This is coming out from Ryan Peterson. Yesterday, I rented a boat and took the leader of one of Flexport's partners in Long Beach on a three-hour tour of the port complex. Well, we know how those three-hour tours get. Here's the thread about what I learned. First off, the boat captain said we were the first company to ever rent his boat to tour the port to see how everything was working up close. His usual business is doing memorial services at sea. He said we were a lot more fun than his regular customers. That's pretty interesting. The ports of L.A., Long Beach are still at a standstill in a full three-hour loop through the port complex, passing every single terminal. We saw less than a dozen containers get unloaded. There are hundreds of cranes. I counted only seven that were even operating, and those that were seemed to be going pretty slow. It seems that everyone now agrees that the bottleneck is yard space at the container terminals. The terminals are simply overflowing with containers, which means they no longer have space to take in new containers, either from ships or land. It's a true traffic jam. It gets interesting here. Right now, if you have a chassis with no empty container on it, you can go pick up containers at any port terminal. However, if you have an empty container on that chassis, then you're not allowing, or they are not allowing you to return it except on highly restricted basis. If you can't get the empty off your chassis, you don't have a chassis to go pick up the next container. And if nobody goes up and picks up the next container, the port jams. So, with the yard so full, carriers' terminals are being highly restrictive in where and when they accept the empties. Also, containers are not fungible between carriers. So the truckers have to drop their empties off at the right terminal. This is causing empty containers to pile up. This one trucking partner alone has 450 containers sitting there right now at his yards. This is a trucking company with 6 yards that represents 150 owner-operator drivers. So he has almost 3 containers sitting there at his yard for every driver on the team. He can't take the containers because they are not, this is where I love it. Love it, love it, love it. He cannot take the containers because he's not allowed by the City of Long Beach zoning code to store empty containers more than 2 high in his truck yard. If he violates this code, they'll shut down his yard altogether. This is just a very small part of the thread, but it is something that we have been talking about the entire time. It's not the truckers. It's not the dock workers. It's not even the ports. It's the zoning restrictions. It's the restrictions put in place by the state of California, by the cities. All you would have to do to clear up this entire mess is lift temporarily, even lift those restrictions. It's going to get a lot more frustrating. This is a man-made disaster, and we all know it, but they keep pushing otherwise. It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you. Mwah.